Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, I think Keon has been focused, dialed in. His agent and I have developed a good relationship. You know, he's actually kin to Keon, and so I think he was very blunt with him as well, just off of some of our conversations. And Keon can take it. Like, for a young man, I give him a lot of credit. Of course, anybody can take praise. It's not easy to take criticism, and he took it unbelievable. And that's the thing I tried to stress to him when he got back, is you did a lot of positive things. Don't focus on just the things that we want to see improve. And he's worked hard. He's been here the whole time. You know, you can see when him and Josh were here, they're forming that rapport and kind of picking up where they were pre-injury last year. So I'm excited where he's at.
Brandon Bean on Keon Coleman. The Bills kicked off after practice today. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, here to talk about them endlessly. 803-0550 is the number if you find that appealing. You want to do that yourself, although it won't go on forever. It'll be short, but it'll still be, you know, hopefully worthwhile. Bulldog is watching old games now?
I am not watching old games now, but a highlight from 1981 involving the Chiefs and the Steelers came through my Twitter feed last night, and the caption got me. Is Steelers have a loss similar to Miracle at the Meadowlands. It's 2 minutes, not 30 seconds, so it's not like right at the end, but they're running the clock out and botch a handoff. And what happened when I didn't even choose to watch it, it just, you know, started up as soon as it came onto my screen, and it was early enough in the clip that they sort of breezed past the sideline with a camera shot, and I thought, oh my God, is that Marv Levy? Is he the Chiefs coach in 1981? I sort of forgot. I didn't want to go look. I could have just gone and looked, but I'm just going to watch this because I think that's Marv. And like in my head, I know he, you know, comes to the Bills in 86, and I didn't know that there was like a five-year gap in between him coaching an NFL team and getting the job with the Bills. But there was, well, 4 years. He's there till 82 in Kansas City. So,
okay.
But this is such a cool little play. And Marv, you know, 1981. There's Marv, and so I watched it, and it was a pretty cool little deal. But yeah, it's very similar to Miracle at the Meadowlands in that they're not just kneeling. It's 2 minutes still. There's enough time left. They're running a play. They try to hand the ball off, and a linebacker shoots a gap, and Bradshaw never gets the ball to Franco Harris, and it's on the ground, and somebody else comes through and just scoops it up and runs like 70 yards for a touchdown to put the Chiefs ahead with the extra point by 4, 37-33. But at the end of the clip then, it goes on for a while. The Steelers get the ball back. They turn it over on an interception by Bradshaw, forcing the ball down the field. And there's Marv celebrating with all the guys. I'm like, it's Marv. Wow, that's so cool. So, yeah, not exactly watching old games, but the Marv piece. Like, if I didn't notice Marv.
It's a gateway.
If I didn't notice Marv right away in that clip, I probably would have just kept going. But, you know, was that Marv Levy? And then I had to watch the whole thing, and then I tweeted it. And it was pretty cool. What really stood, it's Bob Costas, by the way, on the play-by-play. And, I mean, he sounds like he's 19 years old or something. Like, you just can't. It's like, it took me, I'm watching it for, the clip is, I don't even know, 2 minutes long maybe. And I'm watching it. And he's talking. I'm like, I think I recognize this voice. Who is this? And then he said something just a certain way that you've probably heard him say 1,000 times or 100, whatever. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's Bob Costas with Bob Trumpy. And Trumpy is so great in the clip because the Chiefs score the touchdown and the Steelers, there's time. And Costas says, well, it's not over. You know, there's still a lot of time left here. You know, enough time to maybe make something happen. And Trumpy's like, they're done. He's, I don't know if he says they're done. He's like, they're not coming back from that. Something like that. You're about to ice the game, and that happens. You're standing on the sidelines trying to figure out what just happened. Your head is spinning. You're worried about what the coaches are going to say to you. How mad is ever going to be? Whatever. You're not getting off the mat from this. And then the next clip is Bradshaw throwing an interception to the Chiefs to seal the game.
Like, good for him.
Good job, Trumpy.
I kind of liked him always. He was a little bit loose sometimes, but the game needs that, I think. I mean, that's the kind of thing that you often, like, that you rarely will hear an announcer do.
Yeah.
Is, like, basically predict the ending.
Right.
And that's pretty good. Costas, the Bills beating the Dolphins after losing 20 straight times to start the 1980 season. That win is a Costas game.
Really?
Costas and Mike Hafner. Yeah. Hafner was a receiver that had done some, he did color for NBC, I don't know, for maybe a couple of years, maybe a few years. But that's a Bob Costas game. That's a tough one to find. The Bills-Dolphins 1980 opener.
Right.
This is the Steelers 81 opener that you're talking about.
Right.
That's a tough one to find. I think it's on YouTube, but it's kind of grainy. It's not a great tape.
Something else that great stands quality out from this, by the way, is first of all, the graphics are, you know, they're ancient, of course. But after the fumble, I don't think they would have had a reason to show it while they're trying to run a play here to run the, you know, end the game here, effectively. But they fumbled 8 times, the Steelers, in this game, and lost 5 of them.
I know. Don't get me started.
Like eight fumbles, lost 5, and they're ahead by 3 points.
They're winning, yeah.
They're winning. They're trying to ice the game. Well, they had 7 fumbles and had lost 4 at that point. But still, holy cow.
Listen, this can be for anybody. What's the thing about sports in the old days you cannot comprehend? Sneaky Joe would be NHL goalies.
Right.
Maybe, like, what's the thing about sports in the old? This is in our lifetimes. This game, you know, back to the Bills, 1980 opener, to your point, Joe Ferguson threw 5 picks in that game and they won.
Right.
Like, there were 13 turnovers in Bills-Dolphins 1980 opener.
Right.
7 by the Bills, 6 by Miami. There were almost more turnovers than points. The final score was 17-7.
None of these teams had ball security as their prom themes. No.
The 1979 Steelers, what's the number? 60? The 79 Steelers, like, dynasty, Super Bowl winner, 4 in 6 years, a legendary, a classic, all-time great team. They had, like, 60 turnovers. I have to get the exact number now.
Yeah, right.
I'm close. It doesn't make any sense.
Right, insane.
How did you not – how were you not able to avoid that?
To take care of the ball a little bit, yeah.
The very best teams.
No gloves. That's a start, maybe. I don't know.
I don't understand. This would be like that for me. One of those for me is trying to understand – how you could have, like, just this insane number of turnovers and win almost all your games. The 79 Steelers were 12-4. They had 52 turnovers in the regular season. And then It's 60. They had eight more in the playoffs. It's exactly 60 turnovers that year. What did the Bills just have? Six?
Yeah.
Six?
I think that's the number.
For the whole season?
I think that was the number, yeah.
Allen fumbled three times in the Kansas City playoff game. He didn't lose any of them.
Right. It is. I do like to... I mean, it's a different point. You mentioned Sneaky Joe and the goalies. Like I've said a few different times, not that we've ever spent like hours talking about it or anything, but I don't think any position in the sports that we pay attention to has changed more over my lifetime than hockey goalie. I just think the way it's played, the way it's coached, the way it's taught, the technical aspects of it, like it just. I'm a teenager, and goalies are just like flopping around everywhere. The technique is all over the road. It's just get in the way is the technique. This doesn't appear to be any sort of theory behind it. It's just like any way you can do it. I mean, okay. And now it's just like this hyper technical mental processing. Just there's so much that goes into it. But this point about the sport overall and...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Taking care of the ball and how poorly that was done. Again, you know, 40, 50 years ago compared to now is incredible.
The 79 Steelers went to Cincinnati in week 7 at a record of 5-1. The Bengals were 1-5. The Steelers were a 10-point favorite. They fumbled 9 times, losing 7, and threw 2 picks. And lost 34-10 as a 10-point favorite. Like, you should lose, right?
Sure.
And Cincinnati gave 4 turnovers back. So there are 13 turnovers in this game. I don't understand how that was so prevalent. I really don't get it. Like, grease on the football? Was there something about gripping the ball for a running back?
I'm not entirely kidding about the gloves. I mean,
no, okay.
But, you know. There's more to it than that.
The Bills had 8 turnovers last year.
Okay.
The Steelers had 9 in this game.
Right. This game ends effectively on a Bradshaw interception in addition to the 5 lost fumbles.
Your game, right.
There's that. I didn't go look for the box score to find out how he, you know, maybe he threw 3 more. I have no idea. Maybe he turned the ball over 7 times and still were ahead with 2 minutes to go.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Just incredible how careless that was.
But you know, turnovers are everything. And Pittsburgh went, and I'm not sure they're the only example or even the best example of this, but it's always stuck with me that for all the, and it makes sense. The coach's obsession with turnovers. Think about Allen. I could talk all day on this. Good thing, right, with this having a job like this?
I thought of you in this, because we've talked about the Steelers recently enough that when I saw this and I saw that graphic about the fumbles, I was like, oh, this is right up your alley. Like, this has come up before. I think everybody played that way.
The Steelers fumbled 8 times in that game you watched. They had 7 turnovers to Kansas City's 2. They had way more yards and first downs and still lost.
Right.
It makes sense that turnovers are seen as critically important. I think it's right. I think Allen won the MVP for 2 reasons. One is that he cut back. He happened to cut back on his upside too. But he cut back on the mistakes that his critics know him for, right? Like sort of those Josh Allen plays, the hero ball plays.
Yeah, it's possible that the 23 season MVP was lost by him on opening night in New York.
Yeah, you know, like, and they didn't have the record, right?
Right.
Like, they're 6-6 that year, and then they win out. But that's what I mean. Like, I think his reputation, right or wrong, fair or unfair, for those kind of gaffes in through his career have, you know, been a big part of the conversation
for
about
sure.
him.
Yeah, all over football. People are like, yeah, he's great, but.
And then last year he didn't turn the ball over.
Right.
I think he won the MVP because a thing about his game, a feature of his game, was seemingly, you know, improved upon significantly. And the other is they didn't want to give Lamar Jackson 3
right.
before he won, you know, even won an AFC championship. I think that probably entered the minds of some of the voters, like, the legacy stuff. I think that's real. But, you know, I think the Allen turnover point was kind of exaggerated. But still, you know, turnovers are critically important. The point is, how did teams not know that in the 80s or the 70s? Or did they just not have a way of... I mean, teams didn't throw as much. But that throwing more should mean more turnovers.
Mm-hmm.
Quarterback gets hit, interceptions, obvious reasons.
If you're putting the ball on the ground 8 times in a game, and I don't know. Like this, the play that's highlighted here is an attempted running play that never even gets to the handoff, and the ball's on the ground. But if you're fumbling, if your running back has a fumbling problem, wouldn't you throw more like, as to try to defend that, like try to stave that off? Like I don't know.
Yeah, did Franco Harris fumble constantly?
I don't know. I never knew. That's the thing about living through that era, watching these people play, and not perceiving them as mistake prone. Like these were the half the guys on the screen in this video are in the Hall of Fame,
right?
From the Steelers. I mean, what is happening?
Franco Harris fumbled 90 times. That would be lost, I think. I never know for sure until I have to look deeper. Is that fumbles lost or is that fumbles? He fumbled 90 times.
How many years did he play?
72 to 84. 13. I'm in on this now. Like I just I just can't. Does anybody have a theory? Is anybody out there older than Bulldog? Marv Levy in that game you watched from the Dark Ages was older than I am now.
Right.
Marv is 99.
Right.
So he would have been 55 in 1981. After his birthday, he might have been 56. What a life. Amazing. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog at 803-0550. This is WGR.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.